from Mark, the great commandment of love, and a poor widow who gives all she has. Jesus is still in the temple talking, teaching, and quizzed by the church leaders. The command of God to love our neighbor begins in the church. The church must change according to the way we treat each other, the rich and the poor, the new member, and the lifelong members. The church is not the building, but the people. The woman with the copper coins is as equally part of the church as the scribes, who have taken from the poor to become more powerful. The ones without a voice have a voice in the church God created. When we say, "I give," or "I did," or if we say, "This is the way it has to be," we are no better than the chief priests and elders. When we say we cannot afford to give right now, we are equally guilty as the chief priests and elderly because we are thinking of earthly things and not of heavenly things. What is important here is the love of God for God's creation. The love Jesus has for all people is what is important. Jesus teaches love of neighbors for our neighbors. To love your neighbor is about the grace of God and our faith. Luther said, "We are saved by grace and justified by our faith, not works." And then Luther goes on to say, "Works, like loving your neighbor, is a shadow of faith. Like your picture in a mirror is not the face itself, but only a reflection of your face. Works are a reflection of our faith. Loving our God and our neighbor is a reflection of our faith." Luther also said, "God will not judge according to whether we are called a Christian or have been baptized. No, he will ask you, 'If you are a Christian, then tell me where are the fruits with which you can show your faith.'" This story about loving our neighbor is also a singular statement, not a group, but individual loving we do. I should love my neighbors, not we should love our neighbors. Ask yourself, do I love my neighbor as a sign of my faith? Can someone force you to love your God or your neighbor? No. As Luther said, we cannot force an apple tree to make apples. It is born for that. Can we force you to have faith? No. We have been baptized and adopted by God through Christ in the waters of baptism to be children of God by God's grace. With the Holy Spirit, we are born to have faith, and our fruit is good works because of our faith. Loving our neighbor is the fruit of the faithful. The woman who gives her only penny to the church is acting out of faith. It is her everything. She is a widow without power or authority and will have nothing left after this offering. She gives to a society that has stolen her home and most of her money, and then she gives what little she has left to the church because she was born to be faithful. The stories go well together, with the difference being this time the scribe is not testing Jesus, but he is asking in good faith as a fellow teacher, wanting to learn more from the man who has answered so well other things. This scribe is a faithful Jew, educated and eager to know what Jesus is teaching. Because the man answered wisely and knew the law taught love for our neighbor is more important than offerings and sacrifices, Jesus says, "This man has come close to the kingdom of God." The fruits of the woman's faith come out of her giving everything she had. Her giving was pure as she gave for the needs of others and not from her abundance. Giving what she has is loving her neighbor the best way she could. This is not repentance. The new covenant in the grace of Jesus Christ leads us into a relationship with God through the relationship we gain with our neighbor by loving someone other than ourselves. We have salvation because Christ on the cross opens the gate of God's grace. There is no other commandment greater than these, to love your God and to love your neighbor. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of love, you have taught us that love is your greatest commandment. You open the gate that teaches us to love as unconditionally as you love us through Jesus Christ. Amen.